Exercise B. You are going to hear four people talking about their most embarrassing moments. Now listen to the recording and match each statement with speaker A, B, C, or D. Speaker A.
Well, it was a graduation ceremony, and after the graduation ceremony, we all went out dancing because we wanted to party and have some fun. And I was wearing a very lovely red tight dress, and I love dancing. So we had some drinks. It was a group of friends. There was a big group, actually, girls and boys. And we had some drinks, and we started dancing, and the music was really good in this disco. And when I dance, I'm really energetic, and I was really getting into it and dancing crazily. And then at some point, I needed to go to the bathroom. So I went to the bathroom, and when I was sitting down on the toilet, I realized that my dress was completely open in the back, and it had ripped open, and you could see I had been dancing basically naked with my whole back exposed, my bottom exposed, my underwear. Everyone could see my underwear. And, well, happily a girlfriend had some needle and thread to sew my dress up, but it was extremely embarrassing. It was ridiculous.
Speaker B.
Well, this is just an anecdote that, happened to me when teaching at university. It was spring, and the students insisted on us having the conversation class outside in the garden. I was just speaking when a bird pooped on my head. Of course, I didn't notice until a student just, called my attention and told me. Of course, I had to go to the toilet, to the bathroom, and clean and everything, and of course, the class was over. Since that moment, I have never tried to have a class outside, just because I remember what happened that spring day at the university.
Speaker C.
Okay, so when I was in my late pregnancy, I felt ill, so I went to see the doctor. But he told me that he couldn't help me because as I was pregnant, he couldn't give me any tablets. But he said that if I went back after I'd had the baby, he'd be able to help me. So I put up with it, and then 2 weeks after giving birth, I went back to see the doctor. When I walked in, before I'd even sat down, he said, "But I told you not to come back to see me until you'd had the baby." I felt so embarrassed because obviously I was still really fat that I started crying, and he was really embarrassed too, and he apologized and said it was just because I was wearing a big coat.
Speaker D.
Well, quite an embarrassing thing happened to me last year in England, in fact. I was invited to a party in the summer in my hometown. And there were some people there that I hadn't seen for quite a long time. One of them was my friend David. So I saw him standing, having a beer. And I went up to him and greeted him and asked him about his wife, Maria. Well, the look on his face, he looked just so incredibly sad. And I said, well, how's Maria? And he said, well, didn't you know we divorced a year ago, and now she's gone back to the States and has started a relationship with an ex-boyfriend of hers. So I just felt terrible.